So everywhere in this material world is miserable. Anyone who's a little bit intelligent can understand that this material world is miserable. Especially in Kali Yoga, everything is horrible. Of course, a place like this where people are chanting Hare Krishna, that's not miserable. It's very nice to see how this center is being developed. It's being developed in terms of the building is coming up. And it's being developed, I can see, in the preaching, because more people are coming to join the Sankirtan party. So in the Sankirtan party, we were just all chanting Hare Krishna. We didn't see anyone looking miserable. Everyone was smiling and happy, chanting the holy names of Krishna. But here in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, every place, every situation in the material world is miserable. But I see you are not miserable. Does this mean that Bhagavan is wrong? No, it means that you are not in the material world. Golok era prema dhan harinama sankirtan. This harinam sankirtan is a product of the spiritual world, golok dham. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, kirtaniya sada harihi. The holy name of Krishna is always to be chanted. If we are always chanting the names of Krishna, then we are not in the material world, we are in the spiritual world. That we can practically experience. If we forget about chanting Krishna's name, or we absorb our consciousness in material topics, then we become miserable. But if we sincerely chant the names of Krishna, then we are in direct contact with Krishna. Krishna is always blissful. He is Satchit Ananda Vigraha. His form is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. We see pictures of Krishna, but we should not think that Krishna is an ordinary person like us. His form is transcendental. It is not made up of mundane blood and bones and pus and urine and stool. Krishna's form is completely spiritual. It's never born, it never dies. So Krishna is Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Ananda means he is always spiritually blissful. So when we chant the name of Krishna, because the name of Krishna is Krishna, we come in direct contact with Krishna and we become completely blissful. So we should always chant the names of Krishna. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's directive. But that is well known, Kirtaniya Sada Harihi. But to actually chant the name of Krishna in a manner that is pleasing to Krishna, we have to remember the rest of the verse also. Trinada pisuni chena tarori iva sahishnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadaharihi. One is actually qualified to chant the holy names of the Lord always if he is feeling himself to be less significant than grass. If he is more tolerant than a tree. Is ready to give all respect to others, but not desiring respect for oneself. So, in other words, we have to develop genuine spiritual qualities. Some people say, well, you just believe in something, you just believe in Jesus, or you just surrender once, but we actually have to develop the divine qualities of being a devotee of Krishna. So these qualities which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions, they are completely the opposite to those of the person in material consciousness. No one wants to be considered insignificant. Everyone wants that people will notice me, glorify me, think that I am very great. But as long as we are trying to think of ourselves, as long as we're trying to promote ourselves as great, then we cannot appreciate the greatness of Krishna. And if we understand how great Krishna is, then we cannot but understand how insignificant we are. Of course, it is not possible to fully understand how great is Krishna, but at least we can understand that it's not possible to understand how great Krishna is. So when we understand that Krishna's greatness is beyond the power of our understanding, then we should also understand that our insignificance is total. But still, we are significant because we are the ansha of Krishna. Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, Lamaivamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha. So, in this way we are significant, but a devotee does not in any way try to promote himself as being very great. And Tara Iva Sahishnuna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says one should be more tolerant than a tree. This is very good advice for living in the material world, especially in Kali Yuga where everything is disturbing. We are worshipping Krishna. Krishna lives in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is always pleasant. The river Yamuna and the forest and the wind, always, the gentle wind always blowing, and the cows, and Krishna is dancing there with his boy cowherd friends, the gopas and the gopis also. So that is our natural spiritual position, to be in Vrindavan. But this material world is always disturbing. At every moment, in every way it is disturbing. What we call happiness in the material world is if we get a little relief from the disturbance. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends tolerate. Understand, I do not belong here in this material world. Don't become too much disturbed by everything in this material world. But absorb our consciousness in the spiritual world where we really belong. That's why these books, this Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, are so valuable. If we have a passport, that's a book which by which we can travel to another country. So Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam are the books by which we can travel to another dimension, the spiritual world. But we also have to get the visa. The visa means that the government of that country has decided that they will let us enter their country. So the visa for entering the spiritual world is Trinadapi Sunichena Tarareva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadaharihi. In the 8 verses of Shikshashtakam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has expressed the essence of the Srimad Bhagavatam and all the Vedic literatures. So we should study these Vedic literatures, especially Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. If we read the newspaper every day, we will think that the news of this world is very important and this world is very important. What is happening in Delhi, in the Lok Sabha? What is going on in Iraq? Well, I don't know actually, because I don't read the newspapers. If we read the newspaper every day, we'll think, oh, I have, what's coming up in the news? What's happening? What's going on? We become very interested. But if we read the Shastra, Srimad Bhagavatam, we read about the avatars of Bhagavan, and our consciousness becomes absorbed in Bhagavan. If we become absorbed in Iraq, we might have to take birth in Iraq. If we become absorbed in Krishna, we'll take birth in Vrindavan. So it's better to take birth in Vrindavan than Iraq. But we have to prepare ourselves for that. Actually, the whole newspaper is summarized in the verse we read today. Not even the whole verse, half the verse. Our Brahma Bhuvanam Loka Punaravratinoja. That it's just a place to come back again and again to and suffer again and again. Another half verse in Bhagavad Gita also summarizes the whole material world very nicely. Janma Mrityu Jaravyadhi Dukha Doshanu Darshanam. So an intelligent person does not absorb his consciousness in news of this material world, but absorbs his consciousness in news of the spiritual world. Koto Chaturanana Mari Mari Jautu. The poet Vidyapati says, how many Brahmas have come and gone and died? So we are thinking that, you know, Sonia Gandhi and George Bush, all these people are very important people. But compared to Brahma, they're nothing. And so many Brahmas have come and gone, but Krishna stays. This material world, it's just people just, we're changing bodies all the time. It's like some kind of drama. Now someone is playing the part of Indra. In the next act, he's playing the role of a germ. But the drama is always a tragedy. Sometimes it looks like a comedy, but ultimately it's a tragedy. The actual eternal happy life is only with Krishna. Krishna never dies. Krishna never grows old. Krishna never suffers anxiety. Krishna never has to go to the doctor or the dentist. And those who live with Krishna, they also live eternally very happy. There's no dentist in the spiritual world. There's only Krishna, the cowherd boys, dancing, happy. So we are meant for that. We're not meant to live and struggle in this material world. So let us absorb our consciousness in Krishna. And the process to do that is very easy. It's actually, you see so many people want to go to America, but it's actually easier to go to Krishna than to go to America. To go to America, you have to get this, you have to get so many qualifications and a job and so much money to go there. And even if you go there, it's the same struggle as here. It's just that the roads are a bit smoother, that's all. But to go to Krishna, all you have to do is chant Hare Krishna. One has to chant with great sincerity and follow the process of Krishna consciousness, which is not difficult. Instead of reading the newspaper, we read Srimad Bhagavatam. Instead of eating biryani chicken, we take Krishna prasadam. There are a few minor rules to follow. In South India, no coffee, some people find that very difficult. But it's not actually very difficult. Because if we actually experience the nectar of Krishna consciousness, then what do you want some horrible thing like coffee for anyway? People take coffee to get some kind of boost. But devotees are enthusiastic because they want to serve Krishna. They're enlivened by the thought that I'm so fortunate to be able to engage in Krishna's service. So there's no need for any artificial boost. The process of Krishna consciousness is very practical. We don't ask you to do any severe austerities. Chanting is very easy. It's much easier than this so-called meditation. People are trying to meditate, but sitting in their home, and then some motorbike goes past, makes some noise and disturbs, and a dog starts barking at the motorcycle. Meditation is possible in the forest or in the cave of the Himalaya, not in Avadi. But chanting Hare Krishna can be done even in Avadi. Of course, we don't try to do it in the most disturbed place. We don't go out in the street and try to get all the dogs to bark and then sit down and try to chant our japa. But the point is, even in unfavorable circumstances, if we try to chant the names of Krishna, Krishna will appreciate that effort and Krishna will reciprocate. Other processes in Kali Yuga are not practical. Yoga, meditation, big sacrifices, all these things are not possible to properly perform in Kali Yuga. Therefore, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasceva, 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 Gatiranyata. So along with chanting the holy names of Krishna, we have to lead a very pure life. Naturally, a devotee of Krishna does not like to perform any sinful activity. And we should regularly absorb ourselves in hearing about, reading about, thinking about the pastimes of the Lord. The Bhagavatam describes some of the principal avatars of the Lord and extensively describes the Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam, the original form, Krishna, in his pastimes, especially in Vrindavan, Mathura, and Dwaraka. And we should, apart from hearing about Krishna's various leelas of how he's stealing the butter and lifting the earth as Varaha, all these various leelas, we can also hear how he interacts with this material world, or how he oversees the material world. Full knowledge of Krishna doesn't mean only to hear stories of his pastimes, but to understand how his different energies are working. This way we can see the whole material world through the eye of Shastra. So then we can see that either big powerful people or famous people, they are just puppets in the hands of Maya. So please read this Bhagavad Gita on my Urabil again and again. Become convinced that this material world is miserable. We do not belong here, we belong in the spiritual world with Krishna. By reading Bhagavad Gita, we can understand what are the three modes of material nature and how to go beyond them. We can understand the position of the demigods as relatively powerful beings within this material world, but they are also servants of Krishna. There are so many points to be understood in Bhagavad Gita. It's the summation of all Vedanta philosophy. And that is expanded with a description of the Lord's avatars in Srimad Bhagavatam. So try to understand this literature and chant the holy names of Krishna and associate with devotees. And also, we're talking about studying Shastra, but one doesn't have to be a big pundit. If one can understand the import of even one verse, that is enough to make one's life successful. Even one line. Mami kam sharanam raja. If we can understand this, Krishna says, take shelter of me only. If we can simply accept this, that in itself is perfection. So I won't say much. I'd like to say more, but my time is very limited. So as I said at the beginning, I'll try to speak something briefly to the point. This is the point. This material world is miserable. We have to go to the spiritual world by taking full shelter of Krishna, by chanting his holy names sincerely and with all humility, and absorbing our minds in Krishna from the Shastric descriptions, and not using cell phones during lectures about Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Any question, please? I'm very happy to see this, as I said, the building and the expansion and the preaching. Any question? Well, we should just consider who we are. Are we so important that everyone in the world should always act in a way that's pleasing to us? Are we appointed by Bhagavan to correct everyone in the world? Actually, those who take the service of being guru, they are supposed to do that. But simply to get angry because we feel disturbed, that's simply egoism, that's demoniac. So we should consider these things from the philosophical platform. Otherwise, we're just an animal. You disturb a dog, he barks. Dog cannot consider that, well, I shouldn't bark, I should tolerate. Human being can consider like this because he's supposed to have higher consciousness. That he can consider what is right and wrong according to the injunctions of Shastra. So try to understand all these things by Shastra and then apply it in our life. Do you have Srila Prabhupada's books? I can't spend so much time. Does he have Prabhupada's books? Anyway, I can't spend much time for one person. I'll let him speak to someone. There's Bhagavad Gita in Telugu, which we were just discussing this morning. The translation may not be very good. So you please get all of Prabhupada's books and read them. And don't just read it like a parrot, but absorb it. Then you'll become a perfect person. But you have to chant Hare Krishna, or you have to follow the process fully. Okay, I have to finish there. Sorry. If you have any more questions, you can please ask the resident devotees here. Hare Krishna.